Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Unofficial results from Tuesday's mayoral election show Mayor Jim Matherly received the majority of votes in 8 of the city's 12 precincts. Matherly collected 1,720 votes, accounting for 49.73% of the total, while nearest competitor Catherine Dodge had 1,516 votes, or 43.83% of the total. More than 800 absentee and question ballots remain to be counted, however, leaving Dodge hopeful about her chances. Matherly received more votes than Dodge in the city's outer precincts. By percentage, Matherly had the strongest lead on Fort Wainwright, where Dodge received 5 votes, Lakeisha Jordan received 2 votes, and where Matherly received 19 of the 26 votes. The state of Alaska is replacing voting machines used in Fairbanks and elsewhere, starting with the August 2020 state primary election. That means Tuesday's election was the last regular election for the AccuVote machines that have been used here for more than 20 years. The new machines are called ImageCast Precinct Ballot Counters, or ICPs. The voter experience will not change much, Fairbanks borough officials said. People will continue to vote privately in a booth and then feed their ballot into a machine that tabulates the votes. The process will take a few seconds longer because new technology captures an image of each ballot. The city of Valdez has been using the ICP machines for a few years without any issues. That's according to Valdez City Clerk Sherry Pierce. The city of Sitka has used the machine since 2014. The machines are made by Dominion Voting Systems, the same company that manufactured the AccuVote machines. Alaska's Alcohol Regulatory Board has voted to oust its director, though the law also gives the state's Marijuana Regulatory Board a say. The board's chair, Erica McConnell, as a director. The Marijuana Control Board this summer held a vote of confidence in McConnell, a motion board chairman Mark Springer says he stands by. The Alcoholic Beverage Control Board on Thursday voted to boot McConnell. Chairman Bob Klein praised her work ethic and administrative skills, but said he sees a disconnect between the board's wishes and how McConnell approaches her position. McConnell, in a memo, said the board met privately in April for her evaluation, but that the evaluation had never been provided to her verbally or in writing. The law also provides limited circumstances under which Governor Mike Dunleavy could remove McConnell. And for more on today's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. This is Gary Black.